This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Witz with you. Hope that you're well. Great to be with you. One of the great verses in the Bible comes from Genesis. We read, "It is not good for man to be alone." Adam was a lonely man, not just because Eden wasn't the most beautiful place to be in. He had all the food that he wanted. The animals, I guess, were friendly. At nights, there really wasn't very much to do, no one to talk to. So God did something about it, and he created woman to be his companion. A creature, if you like, of his own kind, an equal to him. And Adam and Eve belong together. And so here we have the first family that came into being. Ever since then, families have been around. Now, you and I belong to a family. And belonging to a family gives us a sense of identity. This is what I want to share with you today. This is true. Now, whether you're a husband or a wife, a son or a daughter, you might be a maiden aunt or a second cousin once removed, you come from a large family, or you're just one member in your family, doesn't matter. This is all about being part of a family, and when you belong to a family, you're not sort of on your own or an isolated soul. You are a person with roots and branches, if you like. And so everyone, I think, needs a family. All families connect with other families, and what you have is a community. In a town or a city, you have many, many families. In small communities, you find that many families are related to one another. That's the way it usually is, by blood or by marriage. So the bond among people, I think, is doubly strong in these smaller communities. And that's when bonds are formed. And things, good things happen like that. People take care of each other, help each other. But then, you know, as the communities grow larger and less personal, there becomes that sense of isolation. Neighbours become strangers and people really don't care about one another anymore. And you've heard stories, no doubt, as I have, of neighbours who go for months, if not years, without speaking to one another. And instead of friendship, there's suspicion. And gone are the days when people used to pop in and say hi. What we do now is upgrade our security, and so we're not sure about opening the door to strangers anymore. But did you know that the church is a great place for people to feel they belong? It's true that the church, more than any other organization, gives people a sense of belonging. One big family. Now, the church should ignore these artificial boundaries that society's put up today about race, color, or creed, or where you belong in the social status field. It was the Apostle Paul who said, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male or female." He said, "For you are all one in Christ Jesus." That's in Galatians 3, verse 28. So the church was intended to be one big happy family, united in Jesus Christ, under the fatherhood of God. Now, let's be clear, it was never intended to be an exclusive club. It's a big organization that embraces everyone. It's like the whosoever will may come fellowship of people. So this needs a push along today. Many people ask the question, why would you belong to a church? There are those who say, oh, the church has had its day, it's dead. Some say it's old-fashioned, but I want to suggest this morning that we should belong to a church because we want to be better, because I'm not perfect and neither are you. The church is not perfect. We're all trying to find our way in life, and I think the church is a great place to start. It's a home for sinners rather than a museum for the saints, so we belong there. Have you ever stopped to realize the good work the church does? Churches, you know, are full of people who want to make a difference. So the church provides the tools and the opportunities and the equipment, if you like, to serve God and do good things for the community. So you can't put a dollar value on that, can you? So for centuries, actually, people have been building bridges to others in their towns and cities in the name of God, offering help. So the church offers lots of hope. So God didn't make us to be alone. He made us to be with others. And in church, you could even find answers to questions that perhaps have been haunting you for years. Well, dear Lord, we know that you are a stronghold in the day of trouble. Some situations we find, Lord, are difficult for us to face, and there are many things, Lord, that we need to find in you and the strength that we need each day. We thank you for families. We thank you for the church. Thank you, Lord, for being there when we need you, and I offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.